Well, we are continuing a series tonight on the mission of God, and the idea, for those of you that haven't been around or haven't been a part of this series yet, is we want to take a step back to ask the question of what does it mean to live our lives on God's mission? We like to use the word missional. That's a very popular term to use at this point. What does it actually mean to live on Jesus' mission? And to understand that, we are looking at seeing the overarching storyline of Scripture throughout the Bible, and really I believe that we can see God's mission best represented when we look at the major promises, covenants that he has made with his people. And so 2 weeks ago we began by seeing that our God is a God who creates, and his work of creation continues as he continues to form and fill and cultivate his world through his people. We looked last week that God remembers, and we saw in the promise made to Noah that God, in the midst of the storms of this life and the difficulties we face, that God remembers us. He hasn't forgotten you in the midst of your difficulty, but actually, and he shows us that he remembers us and cares about us supremely through Christ, and then we can rest in those things. Well, tonight we're going to move on to the next major promise that we see in Scripture, which is given to Abraham. And, I was thinking about it today, and I think the last time I really taught on Abraham was several years ago that led to my family living in 5 houses in 9 months in our transition to D.C., and that was the beginning of our journey to plant a church that we didn't ever intend to do. And so we lived in tents for 9 months where we just didn't have a home, it felt like, and we bounced all over the place. And so it's striking to me that tonight we have such a vivid reminder as a church that our church is not a facility, it is not a permanently fixed location, and that we are a little bit nomadic tonight as we look at Abraham. But that's where we're going to be. We're going to bounce around a little bit, but we're going to be starting in Genesis 12. So if you have a Bible, please open it to Genesis chapter 12. If you didn't bring one with you, we always have Bibles available. There's some in the entryway. If you don't own a Bible, grab one in the entryway and take. Don't grab one of the pew Bibles that belongs to Capitol Hill United Methodist necessarily, or please don't, not just necessarily. But we have Bibles available to you in the entryway that have paper covers that you can take with you. We'd love you to have one. So we're going to start in Genesis 12, then we're going to hit Genesis 15 and 17, and then continue to progress through Scripture tonight as we trace God's promise to and his interaction with Abram and Abraham that he changes his name to, and how that traces its way through Scripture. And this is important to us. Abraham is a really vital character throughout the storyline of the Bible. And even today, in the issues that we see in our world today, Abraham plays a critical role because Abraham is looked to as the father of 3 major world religions. He's looked at as being the father of the Jews, the father of Muslims, and the patriarch in Christianity. And in fact, one of the passages that we're going to hit on tonight, that we're going to touch on in Genesis 15, is part of the covenant, the promise made to Abraham, and the conflict that is happening right now, today, in the West Bank, is still arguing about promises made in Genesis 15. We aren't going to spend tonight unpacking Middle Eastern politics. But these things are still relevant to our day now. And Abraham is a character, a figure, that is still critical in world events now. So these are important things for us to understand. It's important for us to understand Abraham's story. It's important for us to understand, to see how God interacted with him and the promises that were made to him, and then see how those things tie into the bigger storyline of Scripture and illustrate the mission of God. And what we'll see tonight, and we're going to jump right into the text tonight because we have a lot of ground to cover, but what we're going to see, and there's no clock in here, which is awesome. For me, at least. What we're going to see tonight is that in Abraham, we will see that God blesses that his people might be a blessing. That's the big idea tonight. If you don't walk out with anything else, you need to see that God blesses that his people might be a blessing. And that is part of his mission in this world. So with that, turn to Genesis chapter 12. Abraham's story kind of begins at the end of chapter 11, and then we get to chapter 12, and this is the beginning of his interaction with God. His story then continues into Genesis chapter 25, and so it covers 14-plus chapters of this book of Genesis. He's a very significant figure here. He's talked about then through the rest of the Bible. When we get to Genesis 12, though, we see this first interaction that it says, "Now the Lord said to Abram, 'Go from your country and your kindred, and your father's house, to the land that I will show you. And I will make of you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you I will curse. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So this is the beginning, as God comes to Abram and he says to him, listen to these commands that he gets right off the top. Leave everything you've ever known. Leave the place that you've known, your country. Leave your kindred, so your family and the people around you. Leave your father's house. And he doesn't tell him where he's going. He says, go, and I'll show you the place when you get there. The promise made to Abraham right off the bat is, and I will make of you a great nation. So you're going to be fruitful. Remember the command in Genesis to all people is be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth. So he's saying to Abraham, this is going to be fulfilled in you. I'm going to make you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great. But notice here that it gives immediately, God gives the purpose for that blessing. He doesn't just say, Abraham, I'm going to make you important. He says, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to make your name great. Why? There's a so that the purpose here is that you will be a blessing. I'm going to bless those who bless you, and in him who dishonors you, I will curse. And in you, all the families of the earth will be blessed. And so we see that God blessed Abraham, and that he blessed him so that he would be a blessing, and that all of the world would be blessed ultimately through Abraham. Now, when we fast forward a little bit to Genesis chapter 15,